In order, we'll open with prayer and then have the pledge if you'd stand.
Pray with me. Father, we call out to you. We thank you, God, that you're here and you're with us and you love us and you're interested in what we're doing. And we ask you to help us, Father, with decisions and our conversation. We pray for our nation, our leaders. Pray for our military and all those that are out there today serving, Father, and are in harm's way. We pray your protection and your help, God, in what they're doing. In Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we got our minutes, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Do you have any corrections? I make a motion for approval.
2nd. No, I didn't have anything. Any questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we've got accounts payable and also some journal entries.
Motion for approval.
2nd. Any questions and comments there? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. How about public comment?
James Strahan.
James. You're going to tell us about having fun, right?
You bet.
All right.
Yeah, might not have took this opportunity, but I'm seizing the moment, as they say.
Yes.
We're having our second annual OCAC celebrity basketball game with a pie auction. We're going to have that on March 27th, 2 p.m. at the Branson High School. And I would ask that the County Commission be in support of such an action because OCAC is so important to many people throughout the county that can't meet their own needs, and it's very beneficial to the children in the book fairs and different things we have to get kids back to school, readiness fairs. And like I say, it was a fun time last year. We had it at Kirbyville, and we're going to move it around throughout the community, and so it's going to end up in Branson this year. Lots of fun, and like I say, it's fun, but it goes to a serious project, and would just ask, and I might even challenge all the elected officials to get a pie baked, and I know last year my wife brought a trophy out of the situation of having the pie that won the contest, and so I believe I'll just challenge all the elected officials to get a pie in there and see if they might win that traveling trophy. It's a good, it puts money back into our local fund that we can help people that just barely doesn't qualify or things that we see as a necessity to get people back to work, buy them a tank of gas and stuff like that. It's actually stuff that the local board does, like I say, that people just might not qualify by that $5 or $10 range on their applications. It's a good cause, and I would appreciate any support and things we can get. Chuck and I both sit on that board and make decisions every time that affects the county and the county citizenry. Thank you very much.
Ditto, James. As we sit on that board, we see what that organization does, and it is a serious thing. They help folks, as James well said, and we would appreciate you helping. And if you don't make pie, maybe you could make cobbler. They'd sell a cobbler too, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I'll eat it.
Rick's been working on some of our elected officials. I think we're getting a pretty good team up, and I imagine Brad.
The basketball game, but the pies will be good.
Right. The pies will be good. Thanks for reminding us. Any other public comment?
No.
All right. We're ready to talk about natural gas in Taney County. If you'd come up to the mic there and give us your name and Tell us what you'd like us to help with.
Well, good morning. Pardon me. Good morning. I'm Larry Lacey with Great River Associates. And just wanted to come before you today to introduce David Moody as the new CEO of Southern Missouri Natural Gas. I don't know how much Southern Missouri has coordinated with you in the past, and neither does Dave, unfortunately. But maybe you could tell us maybe any questions that you have, and we can start a conversation with that.
Do you, we've had a couple of people come to us about natural gas easements. Are you, and I had heard that one company had bought into another company or one company had bought out another company. Are you in that group that's already made a presentation?
I think the answer to that is yes. Was it Mike Lewis that spoke with you last?
I couldn't tell you the name.
Doesn't ring a bell, but could be.
Randy Moffitt, maybe, or Maffitt?
We've met
with two groups. Mr. Epps was in one group, and I can't remember the other gentleman that discussed that. That's been over a year ago.
And, okay. Well, and so, knowing Mr. Epps' name, yes, Southern Missouri Natural Gas, their managing company had bought out Epps. The franchise agreement, and so that would be us. Yes,
that's your group. Okay, we had a presentation made to us, so I was just so we could kind of get a catch up on where we were at. So,
just to let you know where we're at, we are hoping to begin construction first of next month, and that's for the transmission line to get it from Aurora, where we're tapping Southern Star, to the Branson area. And I'm sure you've seen in the paper that distribution line construction has already started within Branson itself.
This is all your work. I mean, all the same company.
Yes.
Yep. The issue that came to us back a year, maybe longer than that, I remember us meeting with a representative at the city of Branson, sat down and talked about it. And my understanding, they wanted just a kind of a blanket easement to go wherever you needed to go, and we weren't comfortable with that. We needed to know specifics where you're wanting to put those lines.
Yes.
And have you got that for us yet? Because
yes,
to my knowledge, we haven't seen anything.
I have worked some with Randy Hayes to talk about where we would be on the county road right away.
Okay.
And no, that's just for the transmission line. That doesn't count any distribution lines that might come in the future.
Okay.
As it looks right now, we're just going to be paralleling a couple of county roads and not crossing any, unless, you know, the division between whether a road is a county road or a city road is sometimes a little gray, and so maybe Randy could help me out with that.
Yeah.
But we've given him the alignment of the proposed gas line.
Okay. Randy, you got any input at this time?
No, not at this time.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd say we'll look at those that you've got with Randy on, and do you need a...
I do have some maps with me that I could bring up there and walk through with you guys.
That'd be fine. Is there a timing when you'd like to have this resolved so you can start construction? You said you're going to start next month? Today would be good. Okay. Doesn't hurt to try, huh?
That's right. All right. Well, this is 465-76. Of course, this is the county line right there. And we'll be coming around the north side of the Hennings Conservation land. And we'll get out here parallel to Sycamore Church. There's an existing sewer that was recently installed in there. We're going to be paralleling that and get onto the Bicknell Quarry, crossing Expressway Lane, which I believe is the city of Branson Street. And correct me if I'm wrong.
I think you're right.
And then up here on Shepherd Hills Expressway is where we're changing, going to put in the city regulator station. And so the rest of that line will be in the city of Branson until we get down to the south end of town.
this is Fall Creek Road, and right there is the sewer treatment plant.
Okay.
And so there's, I don't remember the name of this road, it looks like it might be Jupiter, comes in. And so right at Jupiter to just north of the sewage treatment plant will be parallel to Fall Creek Road.
Okay.
There's a creek that runs parallel to Fall Creek Road there, and we're going to be boring underneath that creek so as not to disturb the natural beauty.
Okay.
And that's pretty much our impact on Tane County roads.
Sycamore Log Church Road and Jupiter.
And then Fall Creek. So if Jupiter is a county road, then we would be crossing there.
Okay.
I see. That would be the only road crossing.
I believe it is. I believe Jupiter is. Part of it is, anyway.
Okay.
So how does that work as far as running along with the sewer line? How close can you be and those kind of things, just out of curiosity?
The city of Branson has told us that we can be as close as 3 feet to the side and 3 feet lower. We're trying to be just outside of their easement. We'd rather be over there to allow space for maintenance.
Okay. So you want to do the same along the county line, needless to say? 3 feet?
Relative to the sewer?
Uh-huh. Is that what you're saying?
If we have space to have the 10 feet, we would rather have the 10 feet.
Okay.
Okay. If they should have to get in and do maintenance, then we're not in each other's way.
Okay. Well, we can sit down with Randy and size that up with him. What do we want to do on time? Want to make a commitment? Get back to him? What do you think?
Well, we could set up a work session next week sometime and then contact him with a date.
Okay. Live with next week. I see heads nodding yes. James, you got a point?
Yeah, I just had a question. And like I say, I'm the assessor of Tane County, so I always have this question.
There, come up to the mic here for us one place.
I would just have a question, and I don't know whether these gentlemen would be qualified to answer it or not, but of the property taxation of this, is this going to be coming down as a utility all to Tane County, or would it be a state-valued property that would actually be, Tane County would just benefit as a percentage portion of the property tax? I know state utility and local utility are both assessed differently as property taxation. And I guess the question would be, if you're already foundation in Lawrence County, is it Lawrence County? No, it'd be Berry County. Do you have a...
The beginning is in Lawrence County.
In Lawrence County. How do you, or would you bring an answer back to this commission and maybe the assessor on how your property taxation is done there?
For the schools. Yeah, we can bring an answer back to that.
It sounds like it's an assessment thing, so probably be better just to go straight to James and answer his questions.
We are state assessed. I know that, because they take jurisdiction over us. However, you know, there's quite a bit that flows back. I mean, I'm talking from experience from other counties. I'm familiar with it in Missouri, and there's quite a bit that flows back to the county level.
Well, I just know that it has a big benefit to the schools and the taxation process.
It does.
Whether it's locally assessed utility, actually has more than state assessed utility because of the distribution. But kind of had that in my mind. I've never spoke to anyone or had that question.
I misunderstood your initial question. The company headquarters are in Mountain Grove, not Lawrence County. This project begins in Lawrence County, but the company headquarters are in Mountain Grove.
Okay. James, is that right?
James Grahan is our assessor.
A big portion of the distribution system also. And we're really just talking about transmission line, getting it down here. But a big portion of the distribution system is also taxable. And a lot of that is at a county level.
James' office, if you go out of here and hang a left and around over in the corner, you might visit with him and get that squared away.
Okay.
And could you leave us a card or contact that we can get a hold of you, and we'll shoot to get you an answer next week?
Okay.
Other questions, comments?
Yeah, and James brought up another good point about the savings to all the customers and the, actually the increased property value. Typically having natural gas there will increase property values. It'll also attract more businesses to expand, that kind of thing. So, and it would be an economic benefit to the schools, those kind of things. So.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, next on our agenda is our monthly report from Rick, I believe.
I just need that.
Yep.
In the minutes, you guys have seen, you got any questions? This month looks really good.
The planning and zoning. We're 30%, which is twice to what anything else is.
The reason is because they're refunding a lot of those bonds. They're actually, that was one of the projects that they wanted to get through this year, was try to find out all those projects that had bonded but hadn't come back in and requested that money, and that's the big rationale for that right there.
Okay. And then animal control is 100%.
Yep.
You pay that all at once to...
You guys signed a contract, said that we would pay that out by February. I'm not sure what date in February, but sometime in February.
Everything so else is like 18% or less. So.
And it should be around 16%, so that's about right.
Okay. Questions or comments on budget report? Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
All right. Last, we've got nuisance cases. I'd like to make a motion to, got three cases here, and I've got the numbers I can give you, Christy. 08-0024, which is a property at Cedar Creek on Wolf Creek Road, 150 Quincy Road, Kirbyville, number 04-126, and 235 Deer Lane at Kirbyville, number 04-122. I'd make a motion to go ahead and take these to the prosecutor. We've had first letter, second letter.
I'll second that motion. I went and looked at two of those locations and then pictures of the others.
Been going on for years, so. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I've got one more, and I'll give you the address later. If you would, I got a call on Sioux Lane, which we've had a case on. I don't have the number in front of me. But when you're out running around, it's close to Monarch, or is it Monarch? It's off of 160 going north.
Yeah.
If you'd swing by there and see what your thoughts are on that one. And that's all of that I've got. What else we got? James got our OCAC thing. I don't know. We've lost the press. Oh, well. We got spring cleanup coming 6 weeks from now, April 16th and 17th. There's part of the press. We're early, of course, and I don't know if you want to say something up just to let folks know of ahead of time. But April 16th and 17th, we're having a regular cleanup, regular type of thing, furniture, appliances, tires at Buchanan, so on and so forth. If anybody's interested, they can call our office and we can give them the what for there. And we've got, tomorrow is a big census ceremony tour. Beginning at 11 o'clock. The census group has brought their van, maybe the only place in the state that's doing it. It's quite an event. Christopher Welch, that a lot of you know, has just done a wonderful job of bringing attention to the need of getting our census form set in. So I'd like to take this opportunity, anybody that's hadn't got theirs and got it sent in, when you get it in the mail, it's simple, it's quick, very important, could affect one legislative seat for Missouri. If I remember right, there's like 400 people, one way or another, of us losing a spot, a representative. Very important to schools, all our cities and villages, to the county, roads, our not-for-profits. We've been doing a lot of work on grants in the last year. It's important that the census is good on getting grant monies. 10 years ago, the national average was 72% of the folks sent their forms back in, and Taney County was like 60%. Stone County was within a couple of percent of that, so we were way off the national average. And the 13-member committee has been working on this, Christopher being the chairman. Many folks. I think Dr. Hyder with Branson Schools was in the news a few days ago expressing the importance of it. So when you get your form, I encourage you to fill it out and mail it in. Mailing it in is the cheap way to get it done, where the census workers don't have to come out to your house and talk to you and that type of thing. And I think that pretty well covers it. Welcome schools. All kind of folks are going to be at IMEX tomorrow, starting at 11 o'clock through 7 o'clock. I think there's going to be some bands and all kinds of fun stuff. So that's that story.
Yeah, I think three locations throughout the whole state of Missouri is the only place that band
is. Is it three?
So, yeah, I heard that on the news.
Yep.
So.
Okay, I think that's all I've got to add. Good to go?
Yep.
All right, we'll recess. Catch you later. Thanks for being here.